So Heng Thai Mansion, one of Bangkok's last living Chinese courtyard homes. Tucked away in the narrow lanes of Talat Noi, one of Bangkok's oldest neighborhoods, stands a hidden gem that feels worlds apart from the city's modern skyline. So Heng Thai Mansion, with its wooden floors, teak pillars, and tranquil courtyard, is one of the last remaining Chinese courtyard homes in Bangkok. Built in the early 1800s by Phra Aphaiwanit of the So family, a wealthy Hokkien Chinese merchant whose fortune came from the bird's nest trade, this 200-year-old mansion has been continuously lived in by his descendants, now known as the Poseachinda family, for 8 generations. Poseachinda, a current resident, So Heng Thai may well be the oldest family home in Thailand and possibly in all of Southeast Asia. A glimpse into Bangkok's Chinese heritage. The story of So Heng Thai Mansion begins with Chow Sua Son, later known as Chow Sua Jad or Phra Aphaiwanit, a respected figure during the reign of King Taksin the Great, also known as the King of Thonburi, around 260 years ago. Phra Aphaiwanit was a Hokkien Chinese trader who lived in Thailand during the Ayutthaya period. After the fall of Ayutthaya, he returned to China. When King Taksin rose to power and established Thonburi as his capital, he sent a rider on a horseback to China and invited Phra Aphaiwanit back to Thailand to help rebuild the city. He returned with fellow Chinese craftsmen, forming one of the earliest Chinese communities in Bangkok, laying the foundations for the vibrant Chinese-Thai heritage that defines areas like Talat Noi and Yawarat today. The joys and struggles of living in a heritage home. Owning a historic mansion like So Heng Thai is more than a matter of inheritance. It's a legacy of love, duty, and preservation. Over the years, the Poseachinda family has reportedly turned down offers of up to 2 billion baht for the property. We love and treasure this house. We want to preserve it for our children, grandchildren, our ancestors, and for Thai people to learn about, says Mr. Poseachinda. Maintaining a 2-century-old home, however, comes with challenges. The first major renovation took place around 1981, followed by another in 1990 to repair the roof. A severe flood in 2011 submerged parts of the mansion for weeks, leaving lasting damage. In 2004, the family introduced a modern twist, a 4-meter-deep diving pool in the center of the courtyard. While unexpected in a 19th-century Chinese mansion, the addition reflects the younger generation's passion for scuba diving. Both Mr. Poseachinda and his brother are certified instructors. The pool now doubles as a Naui standard training site, helping fund the home's upkeep while keeping the space lively and relevant. A home, a museum, a cultural sanctuary. More than a relic, So Heng Thai Mansion is a living museum, a rare testament to Bangkok's multicultural past. It weaves together stories of Chinese Thai identity, family devotion, and the delicate balance between tradition and modern life. Today, visitors can experience this slice of history firsthand. The mansion is partially open to the public, hosting a cafe, small exhibitions, and cultural events. In a city where skyscrapers rise overnight and heritage homes vanish under redevelopment, So Heng Thai stands firm, a quiet reminder that while progress is inevitable, preservation is a choice.